Brad Holton.
Turn my mic on. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item. It's an action item to consider the FCO's and development agreement for case number CR2025-0006. With that, I'll hand it over to
Good morning, Commissioners. I have the FCO development agreement for Karen Desimini. You heard this case on July 23rd. It's a conditional rezone from agricultural zone to the single family residential zone. Secondary residences are prohibited, and she'll need to come back with a shared well, septic, and driveway agreement. Here for any question, to answer any questions if you have them. Otherwise, just have your signatures.
Let me remember, this is the case where there were two manufactured homes at the end of a driveway.
Chairman, Commissioners, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay. We're on the same case. At least I'm on the same case mentally that way. All right. Let me scan this real quick.
And like other conditional rezones, we'll come back with the ordinance once all of the conditions are met.
Okay. Did we put it in the FCOs or in the developer's agreement about the water users agreement on the private well?
Chairman, Commissioners, it should be in both. So in the FCOs, the conditions are listed with that.
Okay.
And then in the development agreement as well.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you have any questions, Commissioner Brooks?
No, Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed them. I'm in favor.
I am ready to consider a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the FCOs and development agreement for Karen Desimini, case number CR2025-0006, as presented by Planner Nelson.
All right. I would second that motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Very good. Is there any other business under this item? All right. I would make a statement that let's consider ourselves adjourned.
Okay, so good.